Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle, and your ticket to freedom is right here. Because you know all that stress and anxiety that you're experiencing, and all the thoughts and worries and overwhelm you have about your gut symptoms and health and food, not to mention the effect this has on your entire life, right? Well, we're talking about and breaking through all of that right here so you can have a life that's full and free.
Yeah, there's something that the world has in common at this time of year. And I'd say it's got to do with chaos and stress and anxiety and overcommitment and all kinds of difficulties as we start heading into the holiday season. So I'm here today to share different ways or applications that you can use, ways that you can move through these coming weeks to make it through the other side with as much ease as possible. And that's everybody, right? That's the general population, let alone you, who's experiencing gut symptoms and other chronic symptoms, right? Lots of stress and anxiety. So you have that additional load on you. So we want to help get through, again, with as much ease as possible. Because if you are experiencing those gut symptoms, then you likely have a whole host of behaviors that you do to keep things balanced in your life, or, you know, that you think is keeping balanced in your life. You might have anxiety about bathroom availability, so you try to go to only places that you know, so you feel safe and comfortable and assured that there's a bathroom available. And so the idea of having to go somewhere over the holidays, whether you're traveling or dining out or socializing, is probably a nightmare for you. Again, if you have, kind of safety behaviors where you don't even want to leave the house, or you know, you need to use the bathroom a certain amount of times before you feel comfortable leaving, then that's going to feel uncomfortable for you if, you know, you are staying with other people, for example, because there's less control that you have. If food is difficult for you and you find that eating with other people, you know, brings up a lot of distress in you because you have a limited diet, or you become unwell if you eat certain foods, then that's another source of stress, right? So there's a lot of reasons why this time of year can be additionally stressful for you. There's so much happening, you know, there is overcommitments of things, there's more events, there's more socializing, there's more travel, there's different food, there's family. Yeah, there's so much that really loads onto us. So rest assured that whether you have gut symptoms or not, I guarantee you a lot of the world is feeling the same as you. So how can we get you through to the other side without completely derailing, you know, without ending up an absolute mess? That you have to really pick yourself up and start all over again. We don't want that to happen. You know, we want to get you through so that you can really enjoy this time of year. And look, I'm doing this podcast early so that you have time to be thinking about this before it's getting right down to the pointy end. So we're going to start by really thinking about commitments. So it's about not overcommitting, right? It's really important here that we look at the balance that you keep yourself in. So if you're saying yes to every single commitment there is and you don't necessarily need to, and that's really, you know, throwing you off center, really causing you to feel unregulated and so stressed and anxious, it's creating more symptoms in you as a result. Well, it's important then to come back and have a look at what's realistic. You know, what do I have the capacity to do? How can I stay nice and centered in myself. So what keeps you present? What keeps you centered in yourself? What is it that keeps you balanced? And how can you maintain as much of that as possible? Because, of course, the reality is that this is not your everyday routine. Things are, they get changed up during this time of year. So we don't want to hang on to those activities or routines that we have that keep us balanced so tight that they become a source of stress because you actually can't keep them up. You want to just loosen your grip on them a little bit. Just hold them gently and, assess what it is that you can maintain of those. So is it that, you walk every morning? And so no matter where you are, you could still walk every morning, for example. Is it that you drink a certain amount of water a day? Okay, well, make sure that you keep up that certain amount of water. Is it that you, do a yoga practice or some kind of exercise or meditation regularly? Well, how can you keep that up and do you need to adapt that? Do you do it if you're going away and you're going to be in accommodation with other people? Do you then either spend some extra time in the morning in your room before you come out into the chaos? Or do you retire a little bit earlier so you can have that time to wind down for yourself? And what about your food? So what is it that keeps you balanced in your food, and how can you maintain as much of that balance as possible? And it may actually be, keeping it clean in between those meals that you have less control over. Another idea here that can be really helpful, especially when you're experiencing a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear, that you want to really, keep a strong hold of all the movements, everything that's happening. So it may be worth relinquishing a little bit of control here. So instead of getting more and more wound up about how you need the circumstances to be, you could possibly see this as an opportunity to switch some of that off and actually enjoy, just participate in the moment. And if you absolutely do need to prepare food or particular requirements for yourself, then what about organizing that from an empowered place? So not from that place of fear and anxiety. Don't let fear and anxiety be in the driver's seat. Stand firmly on your own two feet and take good control. Take agency over the situation. Feel prepared and organized from a place of empowerment, not fear. And know your limits. Know your limits around food, around people, around family. It's really important that you go into, this season of the year, in fact, that you do this at all times in your life, but especially at this time of year, that you go into that with awareness, a deep awareness of yourself, of what it is that you need, because no one else can give you what you need. You're the only person who can do that. And so knowing your limits around food and people and family and time and energy is really important for you to be able to assess what it is you need and how you can move through these weeks and come through the other side unscathed, essentially. And you might want to take more care of yourself. So what I mean by this is if you keep a regular routine, you know, maybe you've got a good schedule of diet and exercise and relaxation practices and, you know, just the way that you keep yourself on track as you have, you know, regular routines in your life. You might be going to work, you might be going to school, but there's a regular routine there that during the holiday season changes, right? So, you know, if you used to getting up like me, I get up in the morning and I have a regular routine, you know. I take the dog walking and I come home and I drink some water and I take a shower and I might do some meditation. And if I'm away, especially away with other people, then it's easy for that to go out the window. So it has to be quite a conscious effort to decide, you know, what of that am I going to keep in? I better keep in something of that. And maybe it's my walk, you know, because I really enjoy that in the mornings. So, you know, with food, for example, I mentioned before, you might not be able to control all your meals. But what you can do is control what happens in between. You can keep it clean in between. So if you know that you're going to be having, you know, Christmas lunch or, you know, other meals out socializing with people, then if you keep it super clean in the times between that, you are more likely to tolerate those meals. But if, you know, if there's food about all the time and you're picking out that food and chocolates and cakes and puddings and all different kinds of, you know, foods that you wouldn't normally eat and you're regularly stacking those into your body, then you're going to fall apart pretty quickly. But if you've got, you know, half a week, days in between when you eat a bit of that and then when you eat a bit of that food that you don't normally eat, well, then you're going to recover better. You're not going to stack those foods into your body and overload, you know, the capacity of your body. So you can, you know, go easy in between and therefore enjoy those moments of socialization or of sharing food with other people. And, you know, one last thing I would say here is to get back on track as soon as possible. So if you've got, you know, festivities for a whole week, or if you're going away for a week and your routine and lifestyle is going to change for that time, then regain those routines that keep you well and centered and grounded as soon as you can. Regain them the next week, because it's really easy, you know, to slide, essentially. It's so easy to get off track. And for that to stay off track, it takes intention. It takes you being really mindful and disciplined, you know, to get back on track and to look after yourself. Because this is about self-care. This is about creating an environment for yourself in your body, in your mind, where you can actually enjoy the circumstances that you're going into. You can find as much ease and enjoyment in those because you've really taken the time to consider beforehand what it is that you might need for yourself and how you're going to apply that. And of course, the third part of that is actually applying it, you know, once you're in the moment. That commitment part is really important. And I urge you to just try it, you know, and see how you come out the other end. Because, yeah, we want you to come out feeling really good, you know, enjoying not just, you know, if you've had a break, then the break that you're going to have, but enjoying life on the other side of that too, rather than, oh my God, I've got this big mess that I need to clean up, you know, now that that's happened. And that's exhausting, right? And who wants that to look forward to? Definitely not me. And I'm thinking that you don't want that either. So take some time. You know, I love writing. You know, don't just think this in your head. You either have to say it out loud, discuss it, talk to yourself, put it down on paper, type it in your phone, but somehow, you know, consolidate these thoughts and put them down on paper. What is it that I do that keeps me centered and well? Yeah, jot those down. What is it that I'm stressed about going into the holiday season? Write those down. Be aware of them. How can I stay centered and well during this holiday season? Write down those ideas. So what of those things that you've just written out can you continue to do? What's realistic that you can keep up? And when will I aim to get myself back into my routines? You know, have an idea about that. Set a timeline for yourself. I have no doubt that that's going to make this holiday season much easier.